Hello?
Hi, is this Michael?
This is Michael.
Hi, Michael. Michael, this is Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke last week regarding branding your business directly on Google for the We Buy Houses Now, doing a website for you. I think you said you're waiting on a big check before wanting to move forward with something like that. I wanted to follow up with you, see if this might be better timing for you.
Yeah, I should have got that check.
Okay, good. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
Yeah. 1 second, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Just swallowed something down the wrong pipe there. Give me 1 second. But, kind of like, what is it going to entail? Like how would you make the website? Like, you know what I mean? And how would it, I don't know. Maybe just explain it a little better, honestly, because I kind of don't know exactly how this works, but.
Right. Yeah. So, we'll do what's called, a client interview. We're going to make sure we've got all the information that we need to brand your business online. We'll want to know things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. We'll ask for you to email us photos so we can build out that website. That website would take us about 3 or 4 business days to complete. At that point, it's up and active and will stay online. Not only is the initial construction of the website included, the hosting, maintenance, even updating of that site would also be included at no additional cost, so we can always add more photos or add content later on down the road, and there would never be any additional cost for that.
Okay.
We are looking at the flat rate. It's going to be exactly $149 on a month-to-month basis. There's a one-time setup fee, but I'm taking 2/3 off of that $299 setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $100. Of course, that's to help us not only with the website, but the almost 70 different destinations and directories that we'll be creating for you. Everything from a fully optimized Facebook page for your business, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. It is almost 70 directories. They're all equally important to Google. That's the content the search engines search for. And, of course, it will all be talking about your services and your service area. That way, people doing that type of search, maybe they're typing in buy my house or whatever it is, your business will pop up. Of course, the calls will come directly to you no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do. It is that flat rate. So I know that we're kind of thinking before, kind of brainstorming about what a possible business name would be. Did you want it to be something like We Buy Houses Now, MA, or something like that for your business?
Yeah, it would probably be something like that, because, initially I wanted it to be Grant Properties, but I don't think that would really get people to,
your business name is really up to you. I mean, when someone does a search and your company pops up on the first page for that particular search, they can easily assume that you're providing the service that they're looking for, even if they don't see it readily available in your business name. So whatever you're comfortable with for your business name is something that we can promote. It would be promoted consistently across the board. So, it's really up to you, and it's something that you can change at any time.
Okay, that works. Yeah, so then I'd want it to be Grant Properties. Then.
Okay, perfect. Is the phone number that we are speaking on right now something that you would want for your customers to call?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account? Okay, perfect. It's a smartphone too, right? You can receive a text message on that number?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, most of the time you're just going to get direct phone calls. People will call you directly. Everything's got the click-to-call feature. On the website, though, they'll have an opportunity to, tell you what they're looking for and how they can contact you or how you can contact them. And when they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. You'll always know then right away when someone is trying to contact you and whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or contacting you through your website. It's still that flat rate. Of course, you're not paying extra for those leads. What is a good email address either for you or for your business? I mean, obviously it can be a personal email. It does not need to show up on your website for people to see, but when they fill out that lead form, you'll still get those requests by email.
Okay.
So it could be a personal email. It's really more for us to use to contact you regarding your account.
Yeah. I'm going to make a new email for it,
yeah.
Actually. I'll just have the new email will be grantproperties@gmail.com.
Perfect. And then, of course, there's not going to be any physical address for us to promote for your business. Everything's going to be conducted over the phone, and you'll go out to the customer, right?
Correct.
Perfect, yeah. In that case, Google won't want to list any physical street address for you. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. They would want to, though, make sure that you are an active business in the local area. They do prefer the U.S. Postal Service to verify that you are active. They will not verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes, so it could be a home address, but it won't show up anywhere online. I did see 124 Jerome Street. Is that your residence?
Yeah.
Okay. So you'll be PIN verified, Berkeley, MA, no zip code, and certainly not any physical street address. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do just a couple of things. One, I would take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule that follow-up call with our technician so we can get all the information that we need, not only to build out your website, but to create all the additional content. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call, just kind of those basic things that I mentioned and a couple of others. What I would do now is, and it's required of us, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it's that fixed flat rate, that we are reducing both the subscription cost and the one-time setup fee, that we're including the website, etc. Of course, Michael, it is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. Give me just a second here to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?"
Grant Properties.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Mike Grant, Fashion Master.
Okay. And then, of course, you are then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right? You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mike, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that people who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you directly, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mike, of course you would agree to that, right?
Of course.
Of course, of course. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to love the service. It does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, you know, I know that it's a brand new company. There's not a lot already online. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else to create online content for you, although you definitely will not need to.
I can do it myself if need be, though.
Yeah, and we just want to make sure that all of the information is accurate. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We certainly will be creating that website for you and make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning. We do it periodically as well. But if you or someone else you know that is creating content for your business online, we just want to make sure name, address, phone number, all of that matches up. And, of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. We wouldn't want you, for example, to pay Yelp because we're already creating a Yelp listing for you. So, like I said, it's not an exclusivity clause. We're just saying if you hire someone else who you think might create content for your business online, it's just a good idea to give us a heads up. Mike, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, Mr. Grant, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, reducing both the subscription cost as well as the one-time setup fee, with it being a month-to-month service and with the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 24th of August, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $249.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 24th of the month at the further reduced rate of just $149.00. That $149 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there is no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, Michael, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Our services are offered completely at will, month to month, no contract. That does in fact mean that at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you may absolutely discontinue the agreement altogether, or you can pause the service whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Grant, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mike, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Grant, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay, and that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
I have a debit card, MasterCard. So the only problem is I just want to get this set up right now, but I have to put the cash. I have to get the cash in there because I got a check that I cashed. So I just need the cash tomorrow. But
okay, so we can
give us, like, get the process going, and I'll just like
we can set it up for today to start for tomorrow, and then I'll take a look then at the client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call after that. So you're saying process the payment like 9:10 tomorrow morning?
I gotta let me figure that out for you. I will I gotta figure that out because I'm gonna see when it clears and everything, so.
Okay. Well, tomorrow's client interview calendar is pretty wide open, especially towards the end of the afternoon. There's a 4, a 5, and a 6 o'clock. So if you wanted to wait for the follow-up call from our technician till the afternoon, if you're pretty certain that the check would or the payment would clear by then.
Yeah, because I didn't put it in today, so I have the cash right now, so I have to bring it tomorrow. So I don't know if it'll... I don't know if it'll go all the way in my account tomorrow or the day after. You know what I mean? I'm just going to figure it out. I got to talk to my bank.
Okay. So we can set it up for, I mean, if you're more comfortable, we can set it up for Friday. But if you think it may.
Yeah. I might be able to just get someone to, like, cash at me and I can just, like.
I mean, you know, if it's, we're talking the total of $249, I think, you know, if you deposit it, they give you, like, $300 immediately into your account, and then they have to wait for the rest of it to clear.
I thought it was, what was it? It was $149, right?
Oh, it's $149 with the one-time setup fee, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So
you said it was a Visa, right?
It's a debit MasterCard, yeah.
A MasterCard. Is it Michael or Mike on the card? Is there any middle initial?
Yeah, Michael.
No middle initial, though, Michael Grant.
S. Is there middle initial?
Okay. You're breaking up just a little bit there.
Middle initial S.
S like Sam, not F like Frank, right?
Sam.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. Mike, you said that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are. Oh, it's a Master. Okay. Let me change that real quick. Could start with a 5. They all do. If you want to go ahead and read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
5151.
Okay.
8630.
Okay.
0042.
Yes, sir.
0122.
The expiration month and year?
827.
8 of 27, and the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
044.
So I've got 044, 044 on the back, 08 or August of 2027 for the expiration. The card itself, Mike, was at 5151, 8630, 0042, 0122.
Correct.
Is that bill at the 124 Jerome Street, 02779?
Yeah.
Okay. So when we process that payment, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there, but if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I'm going to go.
Okay. That toll-free is 877-635-6225. Again, it's 877-635-6225. It's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can email the support team 24/7. If you email, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Like I said, you'll receive all of that information by confirmation email once we process that payment. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There'll be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll receive that link by email as well as text message. We just need you either to click on the text, or if you click on the email, the invoice is at the bottom. In the body of the email, it'll say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. You click on the blue click here. It's hyperlinked, and it goes to where the text message automatically goes. Talking about the services that we'll provide, optimizing your Google and Bing listing, the website, etc. At the bottom, it's just going to ask you to type in your name as it appears. That's Michael S. Grant. Case sensitive, appropriate spacing, no period after the S, and once you've got it exactly as it appears, you can hit confirm signature. That does a few things. It lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we're including the website. Of course, it also allows us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you're an active business in the local area and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that may already be out there for your business is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. It does allow us even to get a head start before we do that client interview. As far as the client interview goes, did you want to try and schedule that for late tomorrow or push it to Friday?
Yeah, late tomorrow works.
Late tomorrow? There's a 4, a 5, and a 6 o'clock.
Yeah, 5 o'clock is good.
5? Okay. It'll be scheduled from 5 until 6. It's a 1-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. So it gets you just a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone pretty close to the bottom of the hour. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. You'll get a reminder email at 4, an hour prior, that the call is scheduled at 5. I'm sending you right now a calendar invite. That calendar invite really is more for your records. You do not need to respond to it. Many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. It's going to have your username, your name, and your phone number. In this case, your username basically is your phone number, area code included, but just the numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So the username will always be and cannot be changed, 508-436-3265. Once you're able to hit confirm on that page that I was talking about before, it will ask you for a username and password. That is simply the automated system thinking that you're trying to access your tracking system, thinking it's already active. We will, of course, need to do the client interview first to create the content for there to be something to track. So you don't have to worry about that next step. But when it asks you, that does let you know that everything to that point is correctly submitted. In the next couple of days, or at least a couple of days after that client interview tomorrow, once your client dashboard is activated, we'll officially send you again the username, which can't be changed, along with a default password that can be changed. And some people never change it, but that will allow you to access your tracking system moving forward. Other than that, I'm pretty excited to get this going for you. Like I said, we'll wait until even just a little bit prior to that 5 o'clock scheduled call to process that transaction. But other than that, real pleasure speaking with you again. It's going to be someone else, though, from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Grant. Mike, you have a wonderful rest of the day. Take care.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.